We are overusing this theme music. Another one bites the dust.
Keep it teed up and handy.
Donald Trump cannot keep his friends. I think that's why his parents sent him away to reform school or whatever it was. Right? Yeah. He had trouble socializing with the other kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to punch you now. Didn't touch you. Now I'm going to punch you.
Yeah.
I love, by the way, before we get to what happened today in the Trump team, Team Trump, I would like to say that I really enjoy this, you know, crazy Uncle Joe Biden saying, if I looked at it, I'd take him outside and I'd beat him up behind the school.
God, this is...
And now Trump going, and of course, I'd hit him so hard, he'd cry all the way down, I would mess him up.
Whatever, fast and hard.
All I want out of this.
They're adults, aren't they?
Let's act civil. Right.
Adults. They're elderly. The two of them together are the age of Chicago, right?
I mean, this is
like the most insane thing.
That's insane.
I have ever
seen. Well, you know, Joe occasionally says stuff like that.
I know. Joe's nuts.
But the President of the United States responds in kind.
Right. Not only in kind, like, all right, you know what? Yeah. Now I'd punch you so hard, I'd kill your whole family. Yeah. It's like, shut up. What is a schoolyard taunt? You're, first of all, a 71-year-old man. You have nuclear weapons. You're theoretically the most powerful man on Earth. Now you've ceded that over to the other guy, but whatever.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This is insane.
Where he tweeted out, yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. Like, he's worried that Joe Biden's really going to come beat him up or something?
No.
It's ironic that he's mentioning that people shouldn't be threatening other people.
Pay-per-view.
Good point.
Pay-per-view.
Is what I want
exactly
here.
Exactly right.
You want to pay off the deficit?
Exactly.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Now we're thinking.
Excellent idea.
Totally pay off the deficit.
I love the idea of that.
It's getting exciting.
Joe.
It's getting exciting.
All right. Now, explain this. I've assembled legal teams throughout my career.
Yeah, for sure.
And different junctures.
Yes, for different reasons.
And
different courts.
Yes.
Different. Different systems.
Almost all the civil courts.
Civil court.
Yes. Anyway, the point is this.
Yes.
That I have found this, that when a lawyer leaves your legal team, things are not going well.
Yeah, what would cause a lawyer to leave a legal team?
For the President of the United States.
For the President of the United States.
Well, either he was just very upset. There was talk about Dowd leaving for a while. There was also talk about, about the President asking him to leave because the President is not happy.
And because he's not happy because Dowd's not crazy enough for him.
Dowd is not crazy enough for him. So it looked like over the weekend, Dowd was trying to curry some favor with the President by claiming that the investigation by Mueller should be ended by Rod Rosenstein. Mm-hmm. Rosenstein should end the investigation. And there was some confusion as to whether he was speaking on behalf of the President or behalf of himself, because
he told one website that he was speaking for the President, and then he immediately took that back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But he's a lawyer. He should know. He shouldn't have been doing that.
Oh, and he's a very well... I know Dowd. I've been on panels with him. He's obviously a very experienced lawyer, but he has a client who does not listen.
Have you ever had that before?
Yes, I have. But not only that, does he not listen, but now there is competing lawyers, because this guy, as we talked about the other day, Joe DiGenova was just hired, and he is a rabble-rouser. He's ready to say anything. He wants, you can watch what's going to happen. He's going to be on the team of the President Trump, and he's going to accuse the FBI of violating the law, and that there should be a special investigation of the FBI agents this case.
On Twitter, the president kind of pointed to Alan Dershowitz, the famed Harvard law professor, saying that this is a witch hunt, the appointment of a special counsel, it should not be allowed, and if that's any indication that this lawyer is leaving, maybe
it sounds like Dershowitz is also trolling
Dershowitz
appointed.
Is Dershowitz is actually on the team?
No, not yet.
No, he's not
on the team. He's not hired.
Is he auditioning to be on the team?
He's auditioning, yes. He's trolling to get on the team.
Yeah.
But he's not on the team yet. But this is...
He's trolling. He's got his line in the water.
He's got his line in the water. But this is like... This is more insane than Watergate by a dozen. Because here you've got people in the White House who are fighting with each other as to how aggressive they should be in terms of the defense of the president. Well, and so what the president wants, and also you've got Mueller having negotiations with the former team saying, we gave you four areas. And the four areas they mentioned, at least in the newspaper, are really areas that's just related to things that Trump did. Like, did he have anything to do with crafting the response regarding regarding to Don Jr. with the meeting with the FBI, with the Russians?
That's going to be a centerpiece issue, I think, for Robert Mueller. Now, before we even get to the Robert Mueller part, because this is the next move. They're setting up to fire Robert Mueller.
Yes.
They're going to say the whole thing. FBI. It's a gigantic conspiracy between deep state, FBI. I saw a little bit of the open of Sean Hannity last night. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it is. You know, Mueller is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. Everybody who disagrees with the president is corrupt.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, if you might want to stop just on that sentence and stop and think about that and just think about in your life when it's everybody else's fault. You know, people in your own family, in your own life. It's always somebody else's fault. Are you with them or not? With them.
I'm not sure he's going to fire Mueller. I think he may keep Mueller in.
Nobody wants him weakened. So weakened.
Oh, for sure he's going to weaken. That's what this is all about.
It's like the Republican report when the Republican House Committee
Nunes
released their report today, which ends their investigation, and what he wants to hold it on that on a super partisan House investigation.
Right.
He's going to say,
no
collusion. They proved it.
No collusion.
And these guys are all out to get me, but don't you trust your congressman?
Yeah.
Which nobody does. Yeah. So it works out nicely.
Yeah.
But how would that impact Mueller anyway? Is he going to listen to all the noise and his investigation doesn't change?
That's a good question, because it does not have anything to do with what's happening in a court of law. This has nothing to do with legal issues. This is strictly acting politically. Political theater. And his hope is that this will convince the people in the House and the Senate not to impeach him.
Right.
And that the 37% who still are with him are going to stay with him.
If the House goes Democrat in November, by January, they'll be talking about impeaching him regardless. And
absolutely.
I think that might be a mistake, because it will seem nakedly political when that happens. There has to be, here's what has to happen. There has to be a clear line of, and maybe they don't get collusion, but they get obstruction of justice. There has to be a place at which the president certainly is acting, he's acting like a guilty 8-year-old. You know, who hit your sister?
Yeah.
And the one kid, that wasn't me, I wasn't over the road. Yeah. Stop it, we're not, stop asking questions.
Yeah. How about she's mean anyway and deserved to be hit.
Yeah. Right, so this is kind of there has to be a step. I just want to stop on this for a moment. None of this is good for America.
No.
None of the way, the president is not behaving in a way. He could. He's an adult. He's, I think, sane. I think he could probably do it. He's got to stop doing this. Just go with what guys like Lindsey Graham and others have said to him, including Trey Gowdy, who's a very pit-bullish Republican. You know, stop and say, a lot of these guys aren't running for re-election. That might be a part of the issue. But stop and you say, listen. Finish the investigation. If there's anything in there, listen, I had nothing to do with it. If there's anything in there, you fine. Let's get it out. Let's root it out, and let's move on as a country. Let's make sure that we protect ourselves here.
Well, that's the hope. The hope is that whatever Mueller does, he does in such a excellent way, and it's so convincing that the evidence from the indictment itself
has to be.
The allegations are so convincing that will convince people that this president's got to go.
Anything short of that is going to cause a societal, economic, and governmental disruption, the likes of which the United States has not seen since the 1860s. Well, and I'm not kidding.
I believe that.
A big deal. I agree with that.
So, for example, if he says that, and this is one of the questions, one of the four areas that. The New York Times says that the president is mentioning to the Trump lawyers, if he says that the firing of Comey was an obstruction of justice in and of itself, people are going to object to that. Right. People are going to say, no, we know what he did. He didn't, that he did that publicly. He didn't do, you know, that's.
Well,
he
not
did,
in the darkness of night.
Not in the darkness of night. And so that's not, a, that can't be a crime. That can't be a crime because everybody saw him do it and he talked about doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, it may have been, it may legally be obstruction of justice. It may, because it's clear he did it because he told the Russians this. He did it because he wanted to stop.
I want you to repeat that. Yes. Because he told the Russians this when they were in the Oval Office.
Exactly. That's how we
including
know.
A guy who's an actual spy for the Russians.
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office.
Right.
So
that's without any Americans in the Oval Office.
Right. With well, just only his own guys. And this somehow still got out. They were that alarmed by it that he said that he said, well, you know, the heat was too much. I got rid of the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Got rid of Comey.
Now the heat's off.
Yeah, I got rid of Comey. Now the heat's off.
Right. To the Russians.
To the Russians.
I mean, here's the thing. I to this day, I do not understand when, and, you know, people, I don't want to talk about Russia. I don't want to talk about Russia. I don't want to talk about Russia. With if this were Barack Obama cozying up with the Russians, all hell would be breaking loose.
That would have been the bullet.
Yeah, please put this in perspective. We don't want the Russians running our politics. We don't want them influencing our domestic or international decisions.
Yeah, how about yesterday when he called Putin to congratulate him? Everybody said,
well, all right, then they said, well, you know, Obama did it too. Yeah, but we have, okay, fine. You didn't like it when he did it.
Right.
Right? The people go, well, Obama did it too. Well, did you like it when he did that?
Yeah. No, right? This is different. This is different because he's so tied to Putin. Yeah. He's never, he is.
It's worse. It's this is as
worse.
Scary a moment as
it's very
we've
scary.
Ever had. In
thank
my
God you're here,
America.
Ro. And Anna,
look at me, I'm panicking.
Thank God you're both here.
I'm not sure he's going
to
make it.
Can't be. No, we have to stay calm.
We have to calm down.
Okay. Calm down.
It's all
we're good.
It's going to be okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
All right.
It's exciting, but it's sort of the president.
So Dowd leaving, hold on, just I got less than a minute.
Chaos.
That's really bad for the president's defense.
Exactly, it's chaos.
So they're going to go scorched earth here.
Scorched earth. They're going to start screaming at the FBI is they're corrupt. The FBI is fraudulent, and they're bringing this just to undermine the president.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks. Doesn't make us feel better, but okay.
Judy, what's coming up at the top of the hour?